What's up, y'all? I don't know. Can y'all hear? I'm cranking it up a little bit louder. Wait for y'all to get in here. If you don't give a damn, we don't give a what. We don't give a damn, we don't give a what. So this is Aaron Missolet. I'm signing in. This is day 4 of the 365 day challenge. I'm just trying to get my view together here on my little slides. I guess it don't matter. But anyway, the challenge is about publishing every day. And today was the first day that I decided to go live. I actually wanted to go live yesterday, but somehow I totally messed that up. So I'm live right now. Aaron Missolet here. I'm here to talk about the little lockbook that's on its way out. I just want to show you the cover. It's so cute. Oh, can you see it? Oh, it's so cute. This is just a sample, but it's coming out really soon. I just got the first revision back today, and I'm like, oh, Lord, here we go. You know how it is when you're writing something. Oh, my God. Cause we don't give a damn. We don't give a what. We don't give a damn. We don't give a what. Hey. So the little lockbook. So a lot of people are asking me, Aaron, why are you writing a book right now? You know? And I just feel like now's the time. This is my second set of locks. And for me, this is my lifestyle. This has always been something that I love to do. I love to cut off hair, grow hair back. I just love challenges. And so it was presented to me to write a book when I started joining all these Facebook groups about locks. I was trying to figure out just what was the need for it. A lot of people were out there talking about washing their hair with certain things that I was like, what? They don't know what to do with their locks, and everybody has locks. And I just remember when I was in Atlanta for that short period of time, I just noticed everybody had locks. Everybody is doing locks. Like in Colorado, there's a lot of locks as well. I know in Texas, when I was down there, there's a lot of locks. So not only that, they're around the world in every color, every race, everybody is doing some locks. So I decided to finally put down what I got to put. I'm live. Hey, Amanda, how are you? Thank you for watching me. So anyway, I decided to put my 15 secrets together on how to grow hair, you know. And one of my secrets has always been a product that I use, you know. And this one is a new one, but I've been using it for 45 days. It's the Collagen Beauty Booster. So I just got to show y'all this product. I don't know if you can see it with the light and everything. But this product is the bomb.com. And at first I didn't believe it, but I had somebody else that tried to show me like, hey, get on here. Make sure you take this product, Aaron. It's going to do wonders. And it has for my face, for my cellulite, for a lot of different things. So thank goodness for the collagen beauty booster. So anyway, the group participation sparked my idea to write the book. And so I've started putting it together. Russell Bronson is the one that helped me put my idea together on how to start publishing and what to start talking about just to find my voice. You know, a lot of people might not be listening yet, but they come in because I have a lot of people on my page. And there's a lot of people that do locks, like I said, around the world. So the book is almost ready. And right now I'm just putting a marketing plan together because I also have 6 amazing recipes for natural hair. It's recipes that I put together that I use on my hair. And most of my hair products are not bought products. They're things that I piece together, little natural things, oils or butters, that type of thing. And I also wrote 22 best products for locks and natural growth. So I'm going to show you these really quick. They're eventually going to come with my book. And I know somebody's like, who is that? Oh, yeah, that's some guy that I used to know that had locks. I don't know him no more, though, but I just had his picture of locks. But anyway, So, oh yeah, and then the collagen beauty booster. Oh my God, so it does so much. I know that you guys think I'm probably plugging it, but if it wasn't so great, I wouldn't be talking about it. Like, I walked through Sprouts the other day and I noticed that they have collagen peptide. I walked through Whole Foods, same thing, collagen peptide. And like, people are buying it like hotcakes. And why are they buying it? You know, because somebody told them that it's something that they should go get, right? So because it's something that I think you should go get too, you should go get it. So this is, ours is like a bioactive collagen peptide, which of course, it's a medical grade, so you're not going to be able to get this on the shelf, nowhere. The only place you're going to be able to get this is through an Herbalife distributor, and I'm telling you, it's worth it. It is worth it. So far, like I said, I've noticed like fine lines and wrinkles. I've noticed my skin is glowing. I do have on my little fancy beauty today, but like underneath that, my skin is glowing. It's amazing, like. I'm going to just show y'all. I know you're like, what? She's showing me her arms. I'm just showing you that my tone is evened out. Like, I used to have a lot of black marks all over my face, and now those black marks are gone. I'm telling you, stretch marks. Like, I used to be a fat girl, so going from fat to skinny, you'll get a lot of stretch marks. And I'm telling you, the appearance has gone down from drinking the beauty booster. Also, cellulite. Like, I have none. I want to get up and show you my booty, but then that might be a little bit too much. You know, maybe I'll put on a bikini and show y'all eventually. But, yeah, it's done so much for me. And as far as my hair growth, my hair had broke off because I tried to dye these ends a cute little color. And you can tell that it just did not take well. I used a dye that I had never used before. And of course, my hair is sensitive, so it broke off. But I started drinking the beauty booster after that. And so far, it's grown back so much. Like, I'm so happy with the growth. And then it also feels springy, like it has a spring back. It has its own body and shine. And all I'm doing is drinking the beauty booster in my tea every day. So this is some tea. I had to drink some because I still had to go live no matter what. So anyway, if you want the collagen beauty booster, you can follow me on my Instagram at Miss Olette, MIZOLETTE. And that link is in there. You just click the link in my profile and it'll take you to the beauty booster. Also, I have an upcoming live this week with my loctician, longtime loctician and friend, Miss Victoria. So I'm going to plug her. I posted it on my Instagram today. I'm just going to show you the little thing that I put together for us. But she's supposed to be meeting with me sometime this week. We put together a little interview of questions. So they were the questions I took right from the Facebook group. So mostly I'll be putting them in the Facebook group. Oh, hi, Gary. How you doing? I'm going to just wave at everybody. I'm so bad at Facebook. I'm just now getting used to it, but I'm going to just wave at y'all. Hi, Uncle. So anyway, that's what's going on with me. We've got that upcoming interview, so look out for that this week. The other plug is I got some music out there on iTunes. If you would, go download Hey Girl Hey. I used Hey Girl Hey in my in my little commercial that I made the other day. That's actually my song that I wrote. I actually co-produced it with KJ, the producer. So, and that was really fun. We did that in Atlanta. We also got One More Time that came out on iTunes on May 10th. That was our first song that we did together. KJ is on there playing his trumpet. But it's an awesome, amazing song. So if you could download it, they're only 99 cents each on iTunes. Also right now for self-development, I wanted to play Unlimited Abundance. I've been doing Unlimited Abundance for the past 2 months, and I honestly feel like it's made me come to a lot of conclusions about my life, see some things with spiritual eyes, and be able to move on. So that masterclass, if you don't know about Unlimited Abundance, I would suggest that you sign up for the masterclass. Hi, Mike. How are you? I know when you guys come on and then it's just like, hey, how's it going? She's on here talking. Hi, Tori. I'm trying to acknowledge y'all. This is my first time on Facebook Live, but I'm also podcasting on Anchor FM. So I've got a podcast. This is Locks and Life with Erin Miss Olette. And if you're new, thank you for being here. If you want to go download that app, you can listen to everything. It's also streaming on Spotify. So I wanted to come on and talk about locks in life, and I want to kind of keep it short today. But yesterday I was going to repeat what I talked about yesterday on the relationship portion, but I thought that I would change it up a little bit. So yesterday I talked about the two-faced narcissist. And if you're interested in hearing that, you can go on Anchor and listen to that or stream it from Spotify. However, today I'm going to talk about how the narcissist never loved me or anyone. So one of the hardest lessons I had to learn and accept in a relationship with a narcissist is that they don't have any empathy and they don't really love anybody, you know, like at some point in their life, they abandon their true selves, either because of abuse or either because of horrid conditions that they had to suffer through as a younger person. So they're hurt people, and normally hurt people hurt people. So one of the hardest lessons that you learn is that, hey, Carlina. One of the hardest lessons that you learn when you're dating somebody who has narcissistic personality disorder is that they're going to future fake you. They're going to love bomb you, but they don't really love you. That's what you're going to find out, is that they don't really love you. And when you're putting your feelings and getting yourself involved and then they're not even involved, it's like, what is the freaking point, right? So that was just one of the hardest things I had to learn, because in the future faking phase, he's all, oh my God, I want you to be in my life forever. I want us to be together forever. I want us to have a baby. I want us to have a life together. I want us to get a house. So it's all this, let's do this together, together forever, forever. And then it's just like when they're done, when they feel like they've used you up and they're done, boom, they're gone, just like that. And I walked away without fighting or without causing a scene. Like, I just saw with my own eyes what was going on. So, I mean, with your own eyes, you can't, there's no doubt that you saw what was going on, right? So he moved on, and I moved into a major depression, and it was like I was going through a drug withdrawal. Like, I was just so used to it that I wanted it all the time, and I couldn't be with it, but I just had to fucking lay with it and stay with it. And I prayed about it, and I eventually just let it go, you know. And the reason why I talk about it so much is because I know that other people are going through relationships like this. It's not just me that fell for the narcissist. Like, the narcissist targets you. They're looking at your Facebook profile. They're looking at anything that you put out there. Yeah, and they're trying to take on your personality. And if you're a happy person, they don't like happy people, so they're coming right after you. I felt like I was a target, but you never get closure. They never tell you, I'm sorry. You just have to accept the truth and get over it. And that's the best thing, too. Like, I went no contact. I don't, you know, like, I never stalk. Like, I was watching a lot of YouTube videos where people are actually stalking these people. Hey, Miss Victoria. I can't wait to talk to you this week. We're going to talk this week. But I was just talking about the relationship portion of this segment. And so I just started to educate myself more and more on being narcissistic abuse, you know, because they say that anybody who falls victim to narcissistic abuse either has a parent or a sibling or somebody in your family that has abused you before. So it felt normal. And it definitely felt normal for me, like, for somebody to come in, love bomb me, tell me all these great things about me, and then devalue me and discard me. But there was a lot of raging, you know, and raging gives you PTSD. So you go through this PTSD period. But like I said, I didn't go through that because I had already been through that as a child. And so it was like I recognized it as soon as I saw it and was like, I can't be here. But like, they want to control you. Like, a narcissistic parent or partner wants to control your every move. They want to isolate you so that way you are not doing anything with anybody else. Also, they don't want you to shine brighter than them. Like, basically, they're always going to try to put you down or in your place so they see fit. But they never truly love you because they never truly love themselves. So that's where self-love comes in. Self-love comes in. So I wanted to thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to the podcast. This is the first time that I've gone live with my podcast. So I'm going to keep it super short. You know, I had to do a whole lot to get set up for this, but I think it's fun, so I'm going to continue to do it. This is Locks in Life with Erin Miss Olette. If you have any questions about the book coming out or anything about products that I use or anything, send me a DM. You can send me an email at missolette@yahoo.com. Also, you can go to Anchor, the Anchor app, download it, and you can hear the other three shows that I've already put out. They're pretty good. Like, some of them are talking about similar things. I'm definitely talking about the book because it's in the process of being revised and rewritten so many times, but I just want to get it right because I feel like with 15 years of experience in locks, I have 15 secrets. So it's like one secret for every year that I've had locks. And I just want it to be perfect. I know. And I know I'm a perfectionist a little bit, but I'm getting it together. And as soon as it is together, I will let you guys know how you can get it, along with the amazing recipes and also the best products that I use for locks and natural hair growth. So, and once again, the little lock book. And the Collagen Beauty Booster, I have to show y'all. This is the bomb.com, and it tastes so good. I drink it every day, at least once a day. And so far, like I said, I'm 39, but I know I'm looking younger than a lot of y'all biatches. Anyway, this is Aramis Olette signing out. Hi, Greg. Have a good night. Thank you so much for watching, everybody who came on. Peace.